You are now standing in the old square of the village of Ebutain. On the 1st of July 1916, this village was relatively safe around a mile behind the British frontline trenches. Immediately prior to the great battle on the Somme, this village was a hive of activity as thousands of soldiers passed through on their way to their forming up positions in preparation for the great endeavour. The village square was laid out with scores of trestle tables manned by administrative staff busy checking the soldiers' details. The pale dawn was broken by the sounds of hundreds of suppressed voices, hooves on cobbles, occasional laughter, and the shouts of frustrated sergeants. The mass of men moved around this open space in organised chaos, checking identity tags and pay books against their unit details, dropping off equipment not needed for the battle, and collecting badges and markers that would help recognition on the battlefield, and being marshalled ready to traverse the maze of communication trenches forward to their battle positions as the sun began to rise in the early hours of that Saturday morning. The genesis of this great battle had begun long before that fateful July morning. In mid-1915, an inter-allied military conference decided that Britain, France, Italy, Belgium and Russia should all attempt to coordinate their offensive actions the following year. At the end of 1915, steps were taken to consolidate on several of the fronts so that maximum effort could be allocated to a joint Anglo-French summer assault on the Western Front in 1916. There were divergent ideas between the British and French allies on where, when and how the great offensive should be launched, and with Britain the junior partner, the compromisers nearly always favoured the French point of view. And so, the commander of the British Expeditionary Force, the BEF, had to postpone his plans for an onslaught in Flanders and joined his allies in planning a great joint attack astride the Somme River, the point where the forces of the two nations met in Picardy. When the Germans under General Falkenhayn attacked the fortress town of Verdun with the intention of bleeding France white, the imperative for coordinated Allied offensive action became greater. The final decision was made on the 4th of April, but the pressure on Verdun meant that the French could only commit 8 of the 40 divisions originally planned, and as a result, the envisaged 60-mile front for the assault shrank to 25. Most of the British portion of their 23-kilometre battlefront would be the responsibility of Lieutenant General Sir Henry Rawlinson's 4th Army. In the north, General Allenby's 3rd Army would contribute just a single attacking corps of 2 divisions to launch a diversionary attack around Gommecourt Wood. The main assault would be executed between Serre to the north and Maricourt in the south, where the French area of responsibility began. With the Arrow Strait Road from the British-held town of Albert to the German-held town of Bapaume bisecting the battlefield.